If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Timothy France, called the Hear Doctor, author of Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing, is here with us. About 20%, as we said, of Americans suffer, 48 million of us suffer from hearing loss, 75% are untreated. Dr. France, thank you for joining us. You practice in Northern California, so it's a long way from Cleveland, where we are, and from Vero Beach, Florida, where our uplink is, and even from Colorado Springs, where the satellite uplink is. But we appreciate your coming on and talking to us and educating us about hearing loss. Tell us, why are 75% untreated? Is it because of lack of insurance, or what is it?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dr. Mike. Yeah, the majority of people with hearing loss don't really realize that they have it, because it can be very insidious with its onset over many years, slowly accumulating. The most common sign that someone has hearing loss is actually turning up the television too loud. Once that person says, you know, I want to get some help, the number one reason that help is not obtained is the high price of hearing aids. And unfortunately, Medicare does not have a hearing aid benefit, not at this time. So a lot of people look at that sticker shock and kind of say, well, I think I'll put it off a few more years.
Now, some people, I can tell you, one of the people interested in this session is my mother-in-law. She's 95, God bless her, and lives well. And she has hearing aids, but she often doesn't use them, which drives me crazy. But she reads lips really well. So if she sees you, she can tell you, she can answer appropriately. But if she doesn't see you, she often doesn't answer appropriately. And she says a lot of the places don't get the hearing aid, and she's one of those people who suffers. She says they don't seem to be able to match all her needs for her hearing aid.
Yeah, there's two things that need to be present in a hearing aid to make someone want to wear it each day. The first is it has to be physically comfortable for that person. It can't be irritating the ear or have a plugged feeling. And the second is the sound needs to be acoustically comfortable. And if those two are met, the majority of people who have the hearing will probably wear them. However, honestly, Dr. Mike, about 51% of people that do get hearing aids tend to leave them out from time to time, and I think that's a shame.
Now, she leaves it out, and when I've questioned her, she says that when she's in a crowded room, there's very loud noises in a room. For example, when we go to a basketball game, she cheers just as loudly as everybody else, but she does it without her hearing aids in. And when we're at so you've got to face her for her to answer questions appropriately. And when she said we're in a room with a lot of people, like when she's listening to a lecture, she tends to get this individual thing from the lecturer rather than just keep her hearing aids in and listen to things. Is that common too?
It is. Let me talk about the basketball game situation first. The hearing aid is programmed primarily to hear speech. That's what most people, we assume that most people want to hear is speech. And they're very sophisticated. And if she has a modern hearing aid, when she's looking towards the players, and let's say you're sitting on her side, the hearing aid will pretty much tune out your voice until she turns towards you, because there's what we call a sound envelope, which would say whoever's in front of her is going to amplify that, so the background noises are suppressed. And the hearing aid can even pick out human speech, but when there's a lot of humans all around her, it makes it very difficult. In the second situation, it's a little different, because if she's in a loud lecture or lecture hall, there's some wonderful things with what we call FM systems or looped systems. In Europe, these are very common now in public places, where a magnetic field loop is placed within the auditorium or whatever, and the loop magnetic current goes right to the hearing aid, which with what we call a telecoil. So the sound does not need to travel through the air to reach the receiver or the microphone on the hearing aid, but it uses the loop. Not as common in America, but gaining some traction. So there are some wonderful devices that could help her in the future.
So what she does in most of the lecture places, and this is pertains to a question we have from a guest, is they get this little device that seems to that they put in their ear from the lecture hall.
Yeah.
That seems to make them. Is that what that is? Is specifically programmed to the hearing aid?
Well, if they're getting a simple amplifier system, which is called the FM system, that's going to not program it for her prescription of hearing loss. It'll just kind of be an amplifier, and it definitely helps. But it would be impossible for them to know her hearing aid prescription. The loop system would be the best, though.
And how does the loop system automatically know her hearing aid prescription?
Yes. The hearing aid has a prescription, and the loop simply sends a signal that is amplified by her prescription. Certain frequencies she may need a little bit more, certain frequencies a little bit less. There's another wonderful option for her, and that is one of these wireless lapel mics, where she could place a wireless mic. She would own this device, it's a couple hundred dollars, put it on the lectern or on the person's lapel who she really wants to hear. So that sound also does not go through the sound wave, but gets picked up right there in the microphone on the lectern, sent directly to the hearing aid. It really helps intelligibility.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I hadn't heard of
Very
that.
Simple.
Now, the we have a question from a woman named, she says, hold my name, but when we announced you on the email line, this question came in, and she said, probably every man in America will think it's their wife, so it doesn't matter if you say, but don't say my name. And she said, my husband has what his doctor calls male pattern hearing loss. One, what causes it? Two, what can be done about it? His doctor says nothing needs to be done about it because it's stable, yet he keeps saying what all the time.
Okay, that's a great question. Hearing loss is slightly more common in men than in women, primarily due to noise exposure. It's very well known that loud noises decrease hearing over time. And actually, loud noises can quickly decrease hearing if it's extremely loud. So the male pattern of hearing loss would be a noise exposure pattern. Typically, the lower tones, like the vowels in my speech right now, are heard very well, even up to people in their mid-80s or 90s, the very low tones at about 250 or 500 cycles per second are heard very well. But as the tones get higher, the damage is usually greater. And in the highest tones, were the fricatives of speech, which are the consonants like TH, SH, etc., some sounds produced by forcing air through our teeth or lips. They're very high-pitched sounds. So typically a gentleman would hear a word like would, but he won't know if it's would, could, should, etc., and he'll ask to repeat. Fortunately, she has a husband who's not afraid to ask to repeat, instead of using stock answers like uh-huh or yes, honey, or something along these lines. And that is very treatable. Very treatable.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how it is treatable, since obviously probably 65 or 70% of our listeners are women who have men with this problem. So when we come back, we'll talk about how treatable it is with the Hear Doc, H-E-A-R Doc, Dr. Timothy France. And the book that he has written, Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing, a wonderful book. If you have tinnitus, if you've got hearing loss, if someone in your family does, this is a great book as a gift or even to slip under their door. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone.
Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com, PrevaLeaf.com, to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.